The Sounds of Lunchtime at Keith Gushaheen Elementary School. Students come in the door and get in line to pick up hot lunch. They can get a hot dog or rockfish scandia. It's breaded with just a little cheese on top, and it's part of the Fish to Schools program. In the middle of the multicolored lunch boxes, sitting with a tray, holding her own serving of rockfish, is Sandy Parnell, the wife of Alaska Governor Sean Parnell. She's chatting with a group of girls.
Now, do you have salmon here sometimes, too, for lunchtime?
When Mrs. Parnell asks what their favorite food item is, one of the girls confides that it's probably chicken nuggets. But the fish is good, too, and the evidence backs her up. School staff say more kids get hot lunch on the days when local fish is served, and that the portions regularly run out. This particular day is no exception.
I did check in with the cafeteria staff, and she said that fish days are always crazy, and they always serve more lunches on fish days. So there was an increase in numbers of participation.
Tracy Gagneau coordinates the Fish to Schools program for the Conservation Society. She says the program would not be possible without help from local processors and fishermen. They've offered tours of their plants to students, and fishermen have visited the classroom to talk about what they do.
Fish is the backbone of this town and of the culture, and I think that it allows them to connect deeper with where they're from and to be proud of the fish that they have here. And we have a really well-managed fishery, and I think that that's something we talk about, the sustainability component of the program, and they're proud. They love it.
The students have learned about how longlining works, how salmon fits into the overall ecosystem, and even how to cook the fish in a traditional bentwood box. Gagneau says she hopes Mrs. Parnell's visit shows her the full scope of the program.
This is an opportunity for her to see how important this program is and how well received it is. There's a number of students here who are getting to meet her, connect with her. I'm hearing that this is really awesome.
And as we're talking in the hallway, third grade student Nicholas Oliphant comes walking up with a half-torn sheet of paper towel bearing Sandy Parnell's autograph and a few others.
Her bodyguard, her assistant, and the governor's wife.
Well, what'd you think of the visit, Nicholas?
It's really cool.
Yeah? How come?
Well, just to see them here, it's really special.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really glad that they came.
Do you know why she's here?
No.
She's here because we're serving local fish in the school cafeteria, and she's honoring our program because we're one of the only schools in Alaska who's doing that.
Nicholas did not get fish for lunch today, but not because he didn't want it.
I didn't know that it was happening. Fish, so...
Caught you off guard.
Yeah.
Have you had the fish before?
Yes, sir.
And what do you think of it?
It's really good.
Back in the lunchroom, the First Lady is busy. She wears a white apron and serves fish for a little while. Then she's over to a map of Southeast Alaska where students are placing stickers where they think their fish might have come from. A short time later, she's sitting at a lunch table surrounded by students. More autograph seekers, as it turns out.
So when I sign your autograph, you tell me what's your very favorite fish.
When things finally settle down, Mrs. Parnell says she has been impressed with what she's seen.
I'm really proud of the community in Sitka, how they've all come together to bring fish, you know, the most wonderful fish in the world, to our school children. That just makes sense. And the kids seem to really be happy about it. As we were serving fish, they ran out, actually, so that's great, isn't it?
And she says she's happy to support any effort communities want to make to use Alaska-grown food resources. The bottom line, she says, is that she hopes that what she has seen here spreads.
You know, we're moving product around all the time anyway, so if we could incorporate that, you know, into bringing fish to the inland areas and bringing Alaska produce maybe to areas that don't have quite the climate to easily grow Alaska produce in. It's a challenge, but I think we're Alaskans, we're up for it.
Fish to Schools is in three buildings in Sitka, Keet, Blatchley Middle School, and Pacific High. A local fish lunch will be served for the first time at Mount Edgecombe High School later this month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.